Episode 37 for Thomas Matters Radio Podcast. This is Mark Collier, sponsor today, Omega Processing Solutions. Can you guys believe that it's almost the end of the first quarter? Well, if you're not hitting your financial goals that you set for yourself back in 2015, Omega Processing Solutions can help you and your business achieve its productivity goals in 2016. They've developed an innovative merchant processing program. It helps you boost your business from the bottom line. They help you streamline operations, and guess what, guys? You get paid faster. That's what we're all about here. As always, with Omega Processing Solutions, you enjoy 24/7 customer service, no contract, no early termination fee. Call them 866-888-9724, 866-888-9724, extension 7, or visit them at omegap.com for more information. Let's go. That is episode 37. I cannot believe that we've hit 37 episodes and you guys are doing awesome. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for liking and subscribing to the podcast. We are creeping up on 150,000 downloads. That's 150,000. Cannot believe how awesome that For Thomas Matters Radio has gotten off to an amazing start, way better than I thought that we were ever going to do. So thank you so much for that. Today on the show, we are going to be joined by Jason Steffen. Jason most recently ran in 2014 against now Senator Will Schroeder as our 24th district state senator representing Campbell, Bracken, and Pendleton counties. And so we're going to talk to Jason a little bit about the reorganization of the Democratic Party throughout the nation, but mainly more in Campbell County. I want to talk to him about the strategy that's going on behind the scenes. And I think Jason is an interesting person to talk to and get his take on this, because he's a young leader in that party. He grew up here in Fort Thomas, lives here now. So I'm just going to ask him whether or not, you know, some of the steps that were taken before have hurt locally, or the consensus really is probably that nationally the agenda has hurt the party locally. But it's interesting because I think last week in the General Assembly in Frankfort, I believe it was House. It derived from the House, but the House Democrats took a measure and took a roll call vote on Obamacare once again. So that may be an interesting dynamic. I think what they're doing is trying to maybe delineate a little bit from the national party, almost to the point where House Speaker Greg Stumbo, I think, is now trying to kind of coin the term Bashir Care, which, of course, is a reference to now former Governor Steve Bashir and I guess his crowning achievement, which is the state health exchange, which is now looks like it's probably going to be going away and being going to be replaced by Obamacare. So if Governor Bevin gets his way, that's what will happen. Steve Bashir's legacy will be tarnished to a degree, because, you know, his crowning achievement won't be there anymore. So, but it's interesting to kind of see that dynamic play out right now. So we have Jason Steffen here. He's a member of the Campbell County Democratic Executive Committee. We're going to talk about the 2016 reorganization of the party. So, Jason, we're in your palatial states right now. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
So the Campbell County Democrats are starting a reorganization process. It starts this Saturday, April 2nd, at everybody's individual precinct caucuses. Registered Democrats are asked to visit their local polling place, where they routinely vote to elect a precinct committee man, a precinct committee woman, and then a youth committee member age 35 or younger. Democrats are asked to caucus at the polling place starting at 10 a.m. So, Jason,
take me through that process. Why are they reorganizing right now, and what's the end result going to be?
Well, every 4 years, the Kentucky Democratic Party reorganizes from the ground up. So we basically rebuild ourselves every 4 years. There's no reason we're doing it this year other than we do it every 4 years on the presidential election. And so the first thing we do is we reorganize at the precinct level. We elect our leaders at each precinct to move forward to build a county party. And from the county party, we caucus as a congressional district and eventually electing a state executive committee. So the Democratic Party starts at the precinct level and builds our way up to make sure that we are building from a grassroots effort every 4 years of the people on the ground in their own community. So we elect our precinct captains to be the head of their community. They have a voice in the county party that has a voice in the congressional district and onto the state party.
So it's really kind of it's a good opportunity to almost rebrand, right? So your committee chair at the county level mm-hmm. right now is Paul Whalen. Mm-hmm. Paul's from Fort Thomas. Mm-hmm. Who are some other executive committee members from Fort Thomas? Of course, you're on there.
Mm-hmm. Linda Nesbitt is also from Fort Thomas, and she's a committee member of the Campbell County Democratic Executive Committee. A lot of people from Newport, Bellevue, Dayton. And
I'm sure you have some Gadoolies on there.
Yeah, they have Tom and Dave Gadooly on there. But what we try to do is we try to have a breadth of representation throughout the county. So not only do we elect precinct captains, those precinct captains elect people for the county party, and we try to make sure that the executive committee is representative of the entire county geographically to have a voice in county politics.
So let's talk about this strategy, I guess some strategy behind the scenes and some rebranding that may or may not go on at the county level in mm-hmm. Campbell County. Mm-hmm. So how do Campbell County Democrats compete going forward?
Well, the Campbell County Democratic Party is alive and well. In 2014, we had a full slate of candidates that ran for every county office that was up for election that year. The Kentucky State House is the only legislature in the South that is still controlled by Democrats.
For over almost 100 years,
since,
right?
Since 1920.
Yeah.
And then there were recently four special elections in which the Democrats won three of the four House seats. So I know over the last 2 years, the Democratic Party in Kentucky has taken a little bit of a beating, but it's still alive and well, and they still control the House of Representatives in the state of Kentucky. And it just seems like the pendulum's going to sway from one way to the other. The Democratic Party still is an all-encompassing party. You know, when our ground issues are education and health care and the environment, those things still resonate with the majority of the people of Kentucky. I guess the shame is that, you know, when we elect a governor, less than 30% of the people that are able to vote. So we have a silent majority that stay home, even though they probably, kind of believe that the principles of the Democratic Party are ones that they see and they live every day.
Well, and probably, you know, if you listen to pundits, mm-hmm. they would tell you, in Kentucky, it wasn't necessarily a statewide slate of issues mm-hmm. that won it or lost mm-hmm. it from Democrats, yeah. but rather they tried to tie themselves against running against the president. Yeah. And I've heard, you know, some local, well, you know, Adam Edlin, mm-hmm. who ran for editor or mm-hmm. auditor, you know, he said, you know, the national Democratic scene is not the same thing nationally is that it is in Kentucky.
Right. When you think national politics and people associate the Democratic Party as the party of welfare or the party of food stamps, that's not the way it is at local and in-state party leadership. You know, in the state of Kentucky, over 50% of our state budget has to do with education funding, both post-secondary and our K-12 education.
You're a principal. I mean, yeah. that's your bread and butter.
Yeah, that's where we get our funding from. So when we think of the state party, we think of pro-education. We think of pro-growth. We think of health care. We think of things that are going to benefit the people of the state of Kentucky, where we have the Republican Party that has branded the Kentucky Democratic Party as the party of the National Democratic Party, which are, you know, sure, we do share the same ideas, but there are a lot of big differences. There's a difference between a Kentucky Democrat and a National Democrat, and you can see this with the candidates we put forth. You know, a lot of the candidates that the Kentucky Democratic Party puts forth are extremely conservative, but the main issues we still focus on are education in healthcare for our citizens rather than the party of no. We're an all-inclusive party, so you will see us try to incorporate all aspects of society and all race and genders into our party, and then also the same rights for all those citizens of our state.
So let's talk about education right now. And there's some pretty significant, you know, cuts. I don't know if you've paid that close of attention. Jason did just have two children within eight. How old are they? They're two. You got a 2 and
15 months and a 3 month.
So I don't know if you've paid attention to the nitty gritty details, but public education and secondary education have been gutted.
Sure. When the governor, the newly elected governor, was elected, he went in with an axe to our state budget to slash spending. And obviously, the biggest expenditures in the state budget are going to be education. So he did spare K-12 education, but he did cut the Kentucky Department of Education by looking by 9%. That's a huge cut, and those are going to trickle down to individual school districts. You know, he's going through and trying to get rid of Connect. He's trying to cut the budget and save. He is trying to prop up the pension reform, or trying to prop up the pension system in Kentucky, which is bearing down on our budget. But there's other ways to address the budget, and I think the House Democrats have put forth a budget that is more malleable and obviously spares a lot of programs in the state of Kentucky.
So you're a part of the executive committee now. If the reorganization goes and you are elected as a precinct, I guess, delegate or on that committee, so you've got some insight as to how to shape the county party from the ground up. How do you run? And obviously, we're not going to have an election for another 2 years at least.
Right.
Well, there'll be some in this November. Yeah. But 2 years down the road, you know, how do you start to shape those strategies? What are you telling your young Democrats or your old Democrats that get on the slate?
Well, one thing we really want to do is we really want to get our youth voters out. The voters under the age of 40, majority of them side with the platform of the Kentucky Democratic Party. The problem is these people don't always vote, or they're not voters that vote every time there is an election. So we really want to get our youth infused into our Democratic Party. We definitely want to start cultivating candidates at both the city and county levels. Many people don't know this, but in races that are nonpartisan, such as city council races and judgeships, the Democrats usually win those seats. But when you tag a Democratic tag onto an election ballot, we do struggle with that, because that's what the Republican Party has done to us, is they branded us along with the National Party. So we really suffer when we put that Democratic Party next to our name on the candidate on the ballot. But in nonpartisan races, we do have a lot of Democratic candidates that win consistently. But many people don't know they're Democrats because they're nonpartisan races.
Well, that's a good point. Like in Fort Thomas, I know, let's see, we have at least three Democrats for sure. We had one that recently switched from R to D. And we have one that I think is a registered independent. We only have like one true blue Republican.
And you would think that the city of Fort Thomas, which is historically voted Republican, would have an overwhelming Republican city council, but people don't understand that that's not really the case. And it's not just Fort Thomas, it's throughout the county. You go in any municipality, if you ask the party representative or the party affiliation of the candidates or the people sitting on council, you would realize that the municipalities are run by almost all Democrats.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's the Republican Party's done a great job of branding the Democratic Party with national politics, and we've really suffered for that. In the 2014 election, the Democratic Party in Campbell County was overwhelmed by straight party voting. 6,000 straight party Republicans voted. So really, they didn't look at the issues and didn't look at each individual candidate. 6,000 Campbell Countyans went in and voted straight ticket R. So they really didn't even look at the candidates or the issues. And that was probably a vote against the president. But I mean, we put forth a great candidate, a great slate of candidates. We were right on all the issues. The state party is right on all the issues. When you look at the governor going out, extremely popular governor, a Democratic governor, legacy of Connect. I mean, during tough economic times, he was able to balance the budget, but yet spare a lot of educational programs. Those are the premises of the Democratic Party, is to spare the essential things for our populace and cut the things that can be cut. And Governor Beshear will go down as one of our greatest governors because of that. That is what we really, you know, look at the Kentucky Democratic Party as, the Steve Beshears of the state. And it's no different in Campbell County. We have a lot of great candidates, and we focus on all people of the county and what's best for the people of Campbell County moving forward. We just need to overcome that hurdle of having the D next to our name, because in Kentucky, there's really not much difference between the people that are running for office, because we all tend to lean a little bit onto the middle of the road to conservative side. It's just that letter behind our name that separates ourselves out.
So let's talk about that 2014 slate real fast. Mm-hmm. So obviously, I don't know if people know this or not, but you were on that slate. Mm-hmm. You ran for state senator, which represented Campbell, Bracken, and Pendleton County. Mm-hmm. You ran against Will Schroeder. Mm-hmm. We had our three commissioners for the Democratic side were Rainey Heinrich and Mark Randler and Melanie Pelley. Mm-hmm. Where do you think that breakdown? Do you think that was just the straight party ticket?
It's hard to look back and play Monday morning quarterback on things, but when you know in 2014 we felt like we were going to take over the fiscal court. We felt confident taking at least two of the three fiscal court seats. We had an extremely strong candidate running for judge executive. We felt we had
Ken Recton.
Felt like Ken had a background as both county commissioner and Newport commissioner that, and his business background, he would have been a great judge executive.
When do you think the tide turned on that?
I felt like it was the Mitch McConnell race, being the top of the ticket that year and being $100 million spent. You know, everyone was involved in the state U.S. Senate race in Kentucky, and there was no way you could turn away a commercial without not hearing something about Mitch McConnell or Allison Grimes. And it felt like in October, the Mitch McConnell machine just turned it on. Because
that race was tight.
It was her leading in many polls all the way into the last 2 weeks. And then it turns out McConnell wins the race handily. And he just absolutely destroyed her character and destroyed her career record in the last 2 weeks. And I felt like the whole election went down with that U.S. Senate race. When McConnell pulled away, the Republicans pulled away on all races in the state of Kentucky, including all the ones in Campbell County. Like I said, 6,000 people vote straight R in Campbell County. So that was not just an indictment against the president, but it was also in favor of Mitch McConnell.
Well, and I think to your point, when you talked about strategy going forward and in that 2014 ticket that the Democrats put out, you did a couple of things. Even though you didn't take many of the elections, you built a bench.
Yeah.
I mean, your bench is solid right now with some young Democrats.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, next time, you know, obviously we're probably going to see some of those same names on the ballot going forward.
Sure.
That's got to be an advantage too.
And the one thing I guess we're most proud of as Campbell County Democrats, if you looked at our slate of candidates in 2014, we were well represented by women. It wasn't a male-dominated one. When you looked at the Republican side, it was all men. So we are the...
Yeah, that's right. They didn't have... I don't think they had one female.
No, we were the party of inclusion. So we run women, men, and regardless of race or gender, we are the party of inclusion. So it really resonates with younger voters. That's why this reorganization is so important. We want to make sure that we get younger people involved in building the party from the ground up. Like I said, if we work at the precinct level, we're electing precinct captains, and regardless of your age. So we're actually looking for under 35 to represent one of our precinct captains. So we're looking for a man, a woman, and somebody under the age of 35 to represent their community or their neighborhood, because we're already down to the neighborhood level. And we really want to infuse youth into the Democratic Party going forward. If you look downstate, we have a newly elected Democratic Party chairperson, that's Sani Overly, a young representative from Central Kentucky. You see Adam Edlund getting involved. Matt Jones and Adam Edlund.
What do you think about that?
Matt Jones is the voice of the Wildcats, and he does have he's a very popular sportscaster in Kentucky, and he's an outward Democrat.
So I've heard, and just to recap people on this, Matt Jones, who's the founder of Kentucky Sports Radio and is the host on KSR, and I think they've got like 30 affiliates statewide now, and Adam Edlin, who was running for and lost to Mike Harmon in the state auditor's race this year, are going to form a political action group.
Yeah,
and
separate from the party. They obviously, they're still Democrats, but they just want a... They just want to move forward with progressive ideas.
Have they contacted anybody, do you know, in Campbell County?
Yes, we have been in contact with them also. So as we move forward to reorganize our party in Campbell County, we work in conjunction with both the KDP, which is the Kentucky Democratic Party, but we're also working with that new group of progressive Democrats of Matt Jones and Adam Edlin.
So hypothetical. I mean, because it would be pretty cool to be aligned with those two.
Sure.
They're young guys, they're dynamic guys, people know them, they speak well, they're well liked. What if Matt Jones and Adam Edlin pick you, Jason Steffen?
Absolutely. The their platform and my platform are very similar.
Because they said they're not necessarily looking for just Democrats.
No,
obviously they lean that way, but to your point, they want people that are in middle of the road that can, you know, win elections statewide.
Sure, sure.
And they're looking for everybody in every county.
Yeah, we're the one thing that the Kentucky Democratic Party, we're just looking to move the state forward. We want to move the state forward educationally and move our education system and produce the great students coming out. We want to, you know, improve our post-secondary education. Right now, the budget that's being proposed is absolutely gutting post-secondary education. Especially with NKU being in Campbell County, it's important that we make sure that's properly funded. We just want to move the state forward. We want to have a healthy state. We want to have an environmentally safe state. We want to have a great education system, K-12 and post-secondary. You know, we want to have great roads. We want to have state parks that are tourist attractions for not just Kentuckians, but people out of state. We just want to move the state forward. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. That is all we're trying to do, is just move us forward.
So let's recap the reorganization manual. You have a Democrat in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have 20 seconds to explain what you want them to do on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
We are looking to recruit people in Campbell County that want to be involved in moving our county forward. We're looking at neighborhood level leaders, people in their neighborhood that are willing to go out and meet with neighbors and get people to vote. We want to get people involved in county politics and help all Campbell Countyans. And we also want to have people that want to be involved at the state level. So this Saturday, we're looking for people to step up in their neighborhoods, to show up their precinct at 10 a.m. We want to have a caucus there, and we want to get their names. And those people will now elect the Campbell County Executive Committee, and that'll be on April 16th. So the first step is going to be this Saturday, 10 a.m., just show up at your normal polling place, and we will make sure that you get all the information needed to move forward, to be a part of our party, and also moving our county forward.
What experience do they need?
It needs no experience. You just have to be ambitious enough and the willingness enough to want to be involved. If you want to be involved, we can give you the tools to be successful, but we just want people that want to be active and engaging and also want to have that conversation of moving us forward.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you having me into your home. Your beautiful home in Fort Thomas with your two young kids.
Two very young.
Who you may have heard at the beginning of this.
Yes, they were screaming in the background.
Well, your wife is a saint. Mm-hmm. So, Jason, thanks so much for being on Fort Thomas Matters Radio. You can always find Jason. Where can they connect with you?
You can always find me through the Campbell County Executive page, both Facebook and our website. And you can also send me an email at stephenjm76@gmail.com.
For Jason Steffen, this is Mark Collier for Thomas Matters Radio. Once again, sponsored by Omega Processing Solutions. Omega Processing Solutions is headquartered in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, and they've been an awesome partner, 100% getting behind this podcast more than anybody else. They totally get what we're going for. If you're a local business owner, you should be calling them. Omega Processing Solutions at 1-866-888-9724, 866-888-9724.
You can always find our podcast archives at the top of FortThomasMatters.com. Just click the 2016 Fort Thomas Matters podcast tab. Go on your podcast app. It's that little purple one that should be on most of your iOS systems for Apple. And just search Fort Thomas Matters. Or you can just go to iTunes on your desktop or on your mobile device and search Fort Thomas Matters that way. Three easy ways to download and read and listen to all of our podcasts in one place. Again, for Jason Steffen, sponsor Omega Processing Solutions, this is Mark Collier.
Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.